Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
In the NoCo is supported by Blue Federal Credit Union, with locations from Denver to Cheyenne, helping members tap into the power of community. More information at bluefcu.com.
From KUNC and the NPR Network, this is In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Erin O'Toole. As human interaction with our planet has evolved over time, so has the human emotional experience of living on Earth. Perhaps it's no surprise that as we become more aware of the climate crisis affecting the planet, our emotions tend toward cynicism and sadness. But our guest, Charlotte Lynn, says hope should be part of the emotional equation too, especially if it inspires action.
So knowledge alone is really not enough. We need to address that sort of inner awareness and who you are inside with regards to this topic.
Lynn is the sustainability coordinator for the town of Avon at the base of Beaver Creek Resort in the Vail Valley. Last week, she helped Eagle County organize a Climate Action Week, capped off with a book club event she led discussing the book Active Hope by Joanna Macy and Christopher Johnstone. I spoke with Lynn the day after the book club had met and asked her how she found herself a champion of climate hope.
When I first started my career, I was actually a climate ecology researcher, and my very first job, I worked in the Canadian Arctic. In the middle of nowhere with no electricity, no outside communication for like 9 weeks straight doing research. And I worked really, really hard to get to that point, pretty much my entire undergrad, and ended up getting into a really good lab. It's a bit of a dream come true when I first started, but what I didn't anticipate was this huge amount of climate anxiety that I was feeling when I was working there. There's, you know, this weird sensation of like walking on squishy permafrost and just actually physically collecting evidence of climate change over the last few hundred years, and so on. So there's just a lot of dread that comes with knowing that. And so I myself actually, you know, as like a 22-year-old person at that time was very depressed from it. And so in the next 10 years or so, I really just, you know, worked various ways of how I can get back into the space without feeling so hopeless in a way. And eventually I came across the field of climate coaching that's very much based on positive psychology and a lot of the science of hope that we've been talking about. And then through my conversation with her, I uncovered that, oh, I actually lost a lot of my own confidence in the way that I can lead other people to learn about climate, do something about it. And it was because of that awareness that I started to regain my confidence, actually. It was like this 180 before I was like running away from this topic for like 10 years. And then now I actually feel quite unstoppable about this.
Well, and that sounds like a much better place to be in. So on Sunday, you wrapped up the Climate Action Week with a book club event around this book, Active Hope. Can you give us a brief synopsis of the book?
Sure. So the book really focuses on this concept and practice of active hope. So it just really encourages us to start from where we are instead of this like really lofty, ambitious thing that we often think about when we think about climate action.
And could you talk about why climate hope is such an important concept right now?
You know, it's kind of a depressing topic. So, and when we're in that kind of space of doom and gloom and anxiety and all these negative emotions, it's really hard to take action. And so that's why bringing in this concept of active hope to help us naturally get inspired into taking action is so important to counteract all these negative emotions that we get with the climate crisis. And that's why climate hope to me is a really, really important concept right now. We are seeing more and more people talk about hope, and more than just hope itself, like really referring to different kinds of research from neuroscience or positive psychology to help us actually know what to do with hope. So this is just becoming like a really important topic and a topic that really is resonating with so many people.
Yeah, I bet the book sparked some pretty interesting conversations. I'm wondering what you can tell us about what you heard.
So one thing that was quite powerful that came out was this older gentleman. He shared that, you know, he really was raised with this idea that he should not look for help and he has to do everything by himself. And that's like what makes him successful and strong. I'm not sure if it's, you know, as a man or something, or is it just as a human being in general? But I do feel like North American or Western culture tends to promote that idea that you need to be this individual. At the same time, he said that through this book and also the other kind of sustainability and climate action that he has participated in, he's really realizing the power of community. And for a lot of people, that's actually one of the biggest difficulties of the first steps that they had to kind of overcome and adjust to. So that was pretty interesting for like an older person to kind of reflect on that about themselves and share it with the group.
Mm. And, you know, our mountain ecosystems are more vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. And it seems mountain communities maybe feel the impacts a little harder and a little earlier than the metro areas, for example. I'm wondering how your fellow residents in Eagle County are feeling about climate change.
Yeah, that's a great question. Certainly, it's not just Eagle County. I feel like mountain towns across the, you know, Western states are all feeling the same thing. So it's primarily how climate change is affecting us is we can see that through drought. We can see that through increased amount of wildfire and also reduced snowpack.
Well, I want to wrap up with this thought. I know it's very common to feel helpless in the face of climate change. But Charlotte, here you are talking about hope for our future. So could you share some of the reasons you feel hopeful?
I feel hopeful about the future because as I do more and more of this work, I work with a lot of our partners in different towns, different cities, different and on the state level, and even in other states. And some of our partners are these global organizations. And I just feel like there are so many passionate people working in this space. And not just passionate, they're like very well informed, some of the smartest people I know. And these are all the best and brightest minds and completely dedicated to this topic. And these are the people that are making the climate policies for us, that are fighting the fight for us. So I think because of my exposure to that, I am seeing just so many amazing things happening, and that in itself gives me a lot of hope. Active hope inherently implies that there's action involved in this. And so the action in this case is, you know, all these things that I just mentioned. That in itself, those actions really then inspires and fosters more hope. And then more hope then like pushes to do more action. It creates this really wonderful circle.
I mean, you just completely changed my thinking about being hopeful, because I think some people do have this idea that it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to sit back here and I'm going to hope something changes. Mm-hmm. Active hope is about taking action.
Yeah.
To fulfill your hope, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like this really cool circle.
The revised edition of Active Hope, How to Face the Mess We're In with Unexpected Resilience and Creative Power, was published in 2022. We'll include a link to the book's webpage in our show notes. And that's it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back tomorrow with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. Ariel Lavery produced this episode. I'm Erin O'Toole. We'll see you next time.